Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
This is High FM, Banks and Roiland.
Good morning. Hello.
I have the best clapback ever from a pharmaceutical company.
Okay, what's a clapback?
He's gone, idiot.
All right. Okay, yeah. It's where you slap somebody
throwing
across the face.
Some serious shade.
You idiot.
Yes.
Right, okay.
To Roseanne Barr.
Oh, hello, Roseanne.
Because she's now said, oh, you know, it's not an excuse, it's an explanation, but I'd taken some sleeping tablets. It was an ambient tweet.
Do you know what happens when I take sleeping tablets?
You sleep?
I sleep, yeah.
Yeah, you don't get on Twitter.
Send out racist tweets.
So, Sanofi, who are the pharmaceutical company that make Ambien, have said the following.
Okay, great. She's got it printed out. Here we go.
While all pharmaceutical treatments have side effects, racism is not a known side effect of any Sanofi medication.
Yeah. That's brilliant. That is great. ABC have cancelled, obviously, Roseanne, following Roseanne Barr's racist comments on Twitter. And yet Roseanne's most embarrassing moment remains marrying Tom Arnold. God, what was she doing?
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM. Let's go!
Just imagine this, Robin.
Imagine.
You go home today.
Yeah.
You pull into your driveway.
Yes, I'm right there, actually. I'm right there.
You're a bit hot, bit flustered. You want to get into the aircon.
Yeah.
And there's a dude leaving your house, coming down the stairs.
What? What's he doing?
With his hands.
What's he doing?
Full of your stuff. Stealing from you, Robin. But imagine if he's got your high karate.
No!
This is what happened in Florida.
No one touches my high karate.
Exactly. The burglar had speakers, mail, and a stick of Old Spice deodorant. That's what he was taking.
He was stealing his post.
From this house.
Speakers and his Old Spice.
Yeah.
No one touches the Old Spice.
It's just the ultimate insult, isn't it? So the homeowner yelled at him.
Yeah.
The guy dropped all the stuff.
Oi! Leave me brute alone!
But he also dropped his own stuff. Like, he's minus at this point.
What's he doing with his own stuff?
He dropped some clothes, a charger, and a letter with his own name on it.
Oh, you idiot.
His name is Jason, but with an E on the end. Is that Jason?
Jason with an E. That's like you put the E on the end because you've got about three or four people called Jason in your class at school. I know what I'll do. I'll put an E on the end. That'll screw them up.
I'm Jason.
Jason. It's with an E on the end and it's pronounced Mobon.
Jason with an E on the end. He's in prison now.
I bet he smells lovely.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. Get
up! This is High FM, Oman.
It's High FM, Banks here, Ryland's over there.
Morning.
Good morning. When somebody cancels plans on you, how do you feel? Do you really?
I would say 90% of the time, At first, you're a bit like, oh, well, fine then. Then you think, I haven't got to leave the house.
Actually, great.
Yeah. It's hot out there.
53% of people said they're usually disappointed, right? 53%, which I think is high. But 22% are usually relieved. Relieved, they say. The remaining 25% said they felt a different emotion or aren't sure how they feel about cancelled plans. Now, the breakdown by age is really interesting, though. Right? Yeah. You've guessed it, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah. You know.
People between 18 and 49 are twice as likely to be relieved about cancelled plans as people over 50. And it's probably because when you're younger, you've got a lot of friends and so much stuff to do, it can almost feel like a burden. But once you're older and your circle of friends shrinks, you make fewer plans and they mean a lot more to you. Which is definitely a lot to be said for not having big plans and just sitting at home on a Friday night watching Netflix, right? Because three seasons of Fuller House just aren't going to binge watch themselves, are they?
No plans for me. Get up. Gotta
get up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show. Get up. Gotta get up.
Have you heard about Tinder's new feature?
I have not, but how exciting.
Right, they're testing a new feature that could either work out really, really good or make you want to go to an entirely new set of places out of horrible embarrassment.
Right.
It's called Places, and if you activate it, if you're on the Tinder, it starts keeping track of the places you like to go.
Bit creepy. How about if you just stay in your house?
And then it's going to match you up with other people who go to the same places.
See, I think what people should be doing is doing it by the Netflix viewing. It seems obvious.
Oh, like, that is brilliant, isn't it?
I know, right?
Netflix dating, you can have that. So, Tinder Places is either a great way to find people to date who like doing the same stuff as you, or if you do date a few of those people and it goes terribly, a great way to make it so you have to start avoiding the places that you love.
Just to ruin everything you love in life.
Live from Muscat Ground Mall.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi FM.
This is Hi FM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Morning.
Good morning to you. Last week, Roseanne Barr had too much to say.
Little racist slip up.
But as of last night, she hadn't tweeted anything since Thursday last week. So nothing on her Twitter feed as of last night.
And apparently the network are trying to work out a way to save
the
show.
Yes, they are, right? But what is Roseanne without Roseanne?
I don't think there's any need to carry on making it, is there?
She also cancelled her Friday appearance on Joe Rogan's podcast as well. She said that she was going to reveal all and do a big interview on that podcast. She cancelled it. Meanwhile, there have been more reports of a possible Roseanne spin-off, and the latest that they're kicking the tyres on is a show focusing on Sarah Gilbert's character, which is Darlene in the show.
Oh, could you imagine how miserable that would be?
I know, right? And there's nothing official in the works, and despite all the speculation that's out there, it's unclear how they could do a Roseanne-style show without Roseanne's blessing.
I just don't think it's necessary.
Or at least without her being paid. It's Roseanne. And clearly that wouldn't work. It makes sense on paper. ABC, the network that makes it, would want to do it if the contracts for the main players were already guaranteed. Now, they have all lost their jobs as well.
Yeah.
And the writers and the crew would love to have their jobs back. But do the viewers want it?
Nope.
No, I don't think so.
No, they don't. It wasn't that great to start with.
And if Americans are so upset about losing a good show with a normalish middle American family with relatable issues, then why don't they just demand, create, and support more shows that are like that?
Would we say Roseanne was normal?
There's no need to actually defend Roseanne Barr, is there?
Not unless you're personally scared of her.
Podcast.
Are you all right? What's
up? This isn't really worth the airtime, but I'm going to show you anyway.
Brilliant. That's why people listen to this show, right? Because we bring things to the table. On any other show, it would just be, no, that's not it. Let's not bore the audience with that. This show, everything gets on the air.
This is the kind of thing you see on Facebook and you laugh and your friend says, oh, what is it?
Okay.
And then you explain, they go, yeah.
Can I just say, this is a visual thing as well. So doubly, you are out of the loop on this one, right? So there's a picture of a corn on the cob inside saying, hot outside, isn't it? And and there's a corn on the cob who is now popcorn coming through the door saying, shut up.
Shut up.
That's brilliant. I love it.
Award-winning content.
Well, finalist certificate, actually.
Yeah, it does explain a lot.
This is the worst, the very, very worst of the Hi FM Morning Show.
This is Hi FM, Bikes here, and Ryland's over there. And this morning, I got a message from George.
Yeah.
And I guess you were running late.
Yeah.
It says, morning, slight makeup crisis, but just about to leave. Well, I'm surely you're used to that. You're used to...
No, not like this. Now, usually, in the old days...
In the old days.
Before I worked with you, right. I would have gone to great lengths to cover up what happened this morning, but now I'm just like, here's what happened.
What happened?
I woke up this morning and it was like I'd regressed to a 15-year-old. I had big spots.
Oh, did Mother Nature go, hello?
Yeah.
Here I am.
Two massive spots, which had to be dealt with.
I can't see a thing.
I can't be filmed with that on my face.
Okay.
So then I've got essentially holes in my face.
Can I just,
can I
ask you where? Because...
On there,
under your nose, left nostril.
And then there as well.
Can't see.
Right where you don't want them.
Right where people, when they're looking you in the eye, when they're speaking to you, you know that they're looking down at your zit. You know that they're doing
that. The eyes,
Don't mention the mole.
So I think I need a lot of makeup today.
Right, okay.
So we've got to get these covered up. But it's quite hot at the moment. This hasn't happened to me before.
Okay.
I was putting the makeup on.
Right.
Oh, it was sliding off and I was catching it with a cloth in the other hand. It was literally like foundation right running off my face.
No.
And that I was doing that, literally, head onto an air conditioning unit.
Mate, I think you can help me today because the brake light has gone in my car. If you could be in the back seat when I brake, just put your head up. Oh, you're blinding behind.
Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings.
Hi, FM.
I am going to go with this.
Are you choosing what bit you're going to go with?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Because this, I just, makes you wince.
Oh, I don't want to wince. I don't feel too clever today.
Oh, don't even complain. When you find out what happened to this guy, you're going to feel a lot better.
Am I really? Is it like my little tummy and my knee? My knee's giving me jip.
You know nothing.
This is worse.
About jip. This guy, this poor guy.
Do I need sad music for this?
Well, he's okay now. He's feeling better.
Okay, so he got better after
this. On Saturday, though, he had to have an operation in India.
What to do?
Because he had gallstones. How many, though, do you think
he has? Oh, no. That is the worst thing.
Guess.
10.
Up.
20.
Up, 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 up.
Are we in the hundreds?
No.
Oh, they zap these things and then you have to...
Up, up, up.
Thousands.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
How,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
4,100 they took out.
Oh, God, I want to say something that's not allowed on the radio. I really, really do.
They must have been quite small because otherwise you... I don't know.
Well, they laser them, George. They laser the gallstones, then you have to pass them out.
2.5 hours it took the surgeons.
To laser them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How are you feeling now?
Worse, actually. I am feeling worse. That poor guy.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody.
Anyway, whatever.
What? Of course, in the middle of a conversation. And this is Hi FM. This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Morning.
Starbucks is working hard to crawl back from their disastrous situation last month. Remember that?
When it is a crawl as well, isn't it?
Yeah, the Starbucks manager called the cops on two black guys who were waiting for a friend before they ordered. Now, yesterday was the big day in America for Starbucks when Starbucks closed all of its stores.
And told its staff not to be racist anymore.
They're calling it anti-bias training. Now, they've already changed their policies, so now anybody can sit at a Starbucks or use the bathroom without ordering.
Yes.
And yesterday afternoon in America, all 8,200 or so stores closed down all day to do this training.
Did they have a speech from Roseanne Barr?
No. Can you imagine if she was booked in for it? Oh, my God. So be ready for judgmental looks from employees the next time you ask for your coffee black.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.
This is Hi FM. This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Morning to you.
Kensington Palace has revealed Meghan Markle's coat of arms. It includes a few nods to her home state of California. Have you seen it?
I have seen it, yeah. Couldn't really get past the crown placement.
It features a bleach blonde woman carrying a yoga mat, trying to mask annoyance over a botched Starbucks order. There you go.
Boom.
In the morning, yeah, you know.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits.
Well, we don't have any.
Friday at 1 p.m. and Saturday at 7 p.m. It's the worst of the Hi FM morning show. Get on up.
This is Hi FM. This is Robin Banks. Yesterday, I was summoned to go to the police station down in Masna.
That's quite a way. Why that one?
Well, because
we need more information.
I know, right? I had to call Jazim. Jazim, one of the backroom boys at Hala FM, which is our sister station. So he works in the office.
You made him sound like he was 12.
Sorry,
this is not the case.
This is not the case. Jazim is a commercial manager at Hala, actually.
Backstreet boy.
So Jazim took this call in the office yesterday, and then he was looking over at me. And he kind of put the phone like under his chin and he went, Robin, come over here. And I went over. And of course, I thought it was something about work. I thought, you know, he needs a hand on something.
Yeah.
And Jasm said, were you in this area yesterday? And I went, dude, no, I was here. I was here yesterday. I said, you know that. And he kind of looked at me like he didn't believe me. And I'm like, mate, I was here.
There's security cameras, we could check.
And I'm saying, who's on the phone? He says, the ROP. I'm like, what? And he said, can I have your ID card, your residence card?
Will I get it back?
So I gave it to him, and he then, in Arabic, gave the number of my residence card.
Okay.
Oh, he's not answering. I really need him on the phone.
Doesn't want to be associated with a known
criminal.
Maybe
he doesn't. I'm not a known criminal.
Well,
I'm here.
Without more details, technically.
And Jazim, it talks in Arabic to the ROP, and then he says, look, you have to go down to the police station.
Back up a minute. Where were you supposed to have been the day before?
Exactly. I didn't know at this time.
And you were definitely here in those
I was
times.
Definitely here. Well, yeah. And Jasmine knows that.
Just saying.
I know, right?
I can only vouch for you for a few hours.
I know.
I left about 11:30, so after
that. Well, look, I cannot comment on the exact nature of the case.
Oh, come on.
But it was a
you
case.
Can be a bit vague,
well, okay, let me
surely
just try.
More detail.
Well, I can't because it's an ongoing case. And
against you?
No, it's not against me. It's not against me. I think the ROP might have thought that it was with the information that they had at the time, but the information, it was correct, but yet it wasn't me. Here we go.
Hello?
Jazim, it's Robin.
Yes?
It's Robin Banks. It's me. It's your mate.
Yeah?
Old friend.
Yeah. Jazim, I just wanted to say thank you for yesterday.
Jazim, what happened?
No, don't tell George what happened.
I'm sleeping, guys. I'm sleeping.
Oh, he's sleeping, of course. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm really sorry, Jazim. Okay, you get back to sleep, all right? Get back to sleep. Okay. I'm really sorry. I'll see you later.
It's okay, Robin.
Bye. Bye. I'm really sorry. Oh, now I feel really bad.
Okay, my
God, bye, my friend. Bye. 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 Oh, no, I woke him up.
That didn't go well.
He wakes up at 4:00 in the morning, doesn't he?
Oh!
Now I feel really bad. Now I'm in even bigger trouble. Anyway, look, it was a case of mistaken identity with my car. So it wasn't me that was spotted. It was my car. But yet it wasn't my car because my car was here.
Right.
Now, that's all I can go into. So I
had
to bring...
Are we talking like it was the same model with a slightly different number plate?
No, but you're getting close. I cannot tell you any more for legal reasons.
A bit more.
I can't.
A little bit more.
I really can't.
Just a bit.
It wasn't my car.
A bit more, though.
It wasn't my car.
A bit more, though. What did the car do?
The car was involved in a robbery.
Ooh.
Yes. Now, that is all I'm saying. All right?
Smash and grab.
So I went down there.
Is this like they do in Happy Birthday?
Stop it!
All right, smash and grab.
It wasn't me, all right? ROP were fantastic. Jazmin was just amazing.
Yeah, he doesn't want to talk to you anymore, though.
He doesn't, yeah. He's doing the old, I'm asleep routine. I had a lovely time. The police were
absolutely
fantastic.
You got a suit going to the dry cleaner today.
Fantastic.
Or are you going to court?
I've got my BA flight back.
Why is it one way?
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland. In the morning. Across Oman. On High FM.
Oh, excuse me.
Dude.
Sorry. I apologise about that. That just came out. It just came out of nowhere.
It's funny. I've managed to never do it.
Oh, it's done again.
Do you want to go outside for a minute?
I do apologise.
Sort yourself out, have a word.
I do apologise about that.
Ugh.
Sorry.
Right, where to go from there?
Hands up. It was me over here.
Someone else has made a fool of themselves recently. Have you heard?
I didn't make a fool of myself then. It was natural.
Okay, had an accident.
A little untoward moment on the radio.
Yes.
No, I haven't heard. Who's that? Is it Trump?
No, not this time. It was an off-duty FBI agent.
Oh, my! Yeah, I heard about this yesterday. How do you do that? Oh, this is great. This is cracking story.
You really shouldn't, if you're in the FBI.
What?
Accidentally shoot people when you're off duty.
I think
that's frowned upon, at least.
Yeah, he shot somebody in the leg.
He was dancing.
Yeah, this is great.
The gun fell from its holster.
Well, hang on, he was dancing, right?
Yeah.
But then he did a backflip. The gun fell from its holster, yeah. And then... Bang! Went off.
Sorry, my bad. The
yeah.
rhythm had me.
Oh, you win the dance off on that.
Never take this guy on.
What I think happened is it fell from its holster, and then there was a melee, and then he went to get it, and then he shot someone. I know, right? How does that actually happen?
Never dance with a gun in your holster. I mean, is that the lesson?
Is that a gun in your holster? Or are you just dancing with me?
Oman's High FM.
Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
I'm about 20 minutes into Blade Runner, the new one.
Oof, no.
And
that's sleeping time, that.
Well, I was really tired last night when I got back from my mammoth day.
With the po-po.
With the 5-0. And I just really wanted to get into it. And I can't remember the original, but I remember seeing the original and liking it.
Blade Runner's not one for when you're tired, though,
it's,
is
well,
it?
That's,
I mean,
what,
it's quite intense.
I was telling myself that, which is why I only gave it 20 minutes. I thought, I'll come back to this, because this deserves a good go of me feeling awake that I can get into it.
We put it on, I was with a friend, and I just thought, now I'm going to sleep through this. So I woke up and I was like, how was it? And I got back I don't really know.
It is one of those movies, isn't it? It is one of those movies.
Not for me.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks here. That's me. And George Ryland is over there.
That's me.
That's her over there. Starbucks, as you know, closed all of its stores in America on Tuesday so employees could receive racial sensitivity training.
Don't be racist, kids.
They've been told to treat everybody equally, except those who say, can I just have a regular coffee, please? They deserve all the contempt they get. I woke up.
This is Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Go.
Yeah. I woke up.
FM.
It's Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Aye.
Last week, Kim Kardashian went to the White House to talk to President Trump about prison reform.
And you do love your Kardashian news.
Well, I think we should let the audience know right now that we're not going to be here tomorrow, because tomorrow he meets with myself and George for a summit on healthcare and immigration.
Because who better to go to the White House about this?
Thank you very much. And also we might squeeze in some peace talks as well.
While we're there.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
If you would like to email us, you can do it through our website, which is highfmradio.com. Right, here is the email today. All right, George. All right, Robin. I'm a girl. I listen to you guys. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well done.
Thank you.
Excellent choice.
I like it. Anyway, I often hear your advice to people who've emailed in, so I thought I'd write to you with my bizarre question.
Excellent choice.
I recently turned 30, but I've always looked pretty young for my age.
30 is young.
Frankly, I don't think 30 is that big of a deal anymore. Whenever I tell people how old I am, they always say the same thing. Can you guess what it is?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, you don't look 30.
Ah.
What does that even mean, guys? Does anyone actually look 30 anymore? Isn't that kind of a rude comment? And that is anonymous. And then in brackets, she's put 30.
Some people do look way older than they are, though. Like, they look middle-aged at about 15 and just stay there for the next 40 years.
Especially guys who go bald and have a bit of a head of skin.
And just let themselves go really early.
What? You're 22? Really? Frankly, here's what you should do. I think you're at the perfect age right now to start doing this. When people ask you how old you are, you should say you're 25.
Or sometimes I like to add a bunch of years on to see what they say.
Really?
45. Yeah. Really?
You don't look 45.
I better not.
Are you glad you emailed in now?
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning on High FM.
I am surprised, George. I am very surprised
by
the fact that you haven't brought this to the table, because if you've got a lot of money to spend on looking ridiculous and you haven't spotted this...
Oh, have I missed something?
Then, ooh, baby! Have we got the product for you?
What is it?
There's a fashion company in New York and it's called Alfie. Does that ring any bells to you?
It doesn't.
Right, they've just teamed up with Crocs.
Oh, no.
You haven't seen this. You've not seen this. They're making... Ooh, luxury Crocs.
Oh, this is going to be burned on my retinas.
And the ones that stand out are a pair of white Crocs with socks built in.
What?
Socks.
Why don't they just fill in the holes?
I know, right? They're selling for about $140. They're not over here yet, but you can probably double that if they get over here, because $140 is like a pair of Crocs over here.
How do you know how much Crocs are?
I know, right? They go on sale in 2 weeks, but you can simulate the Crocs with socks looks right now for a lot less if you want, with, you know, any pair of Crocs.
And
a pair of socks.
There we go.
Oh, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
No need to wake up and get out of bed or anything.
George Ryland.
Wake up and assimilate the day.
Woo!
Get up. High FM.
Hi FM, here it is. It's time.
Ooh, time for what?
Kim Kardashian news.
I thought it was Chloe.
Yay. Oh, no. Chloe Kardashian news. Yay. Right. You've heard that old story about the pot kettle, right?
Yes.
Well, Chloe Kardashian went on a Twitter rant about people who are obsessed with other people's lives.
Right. Who do they think their viewers are?
Which is a little bit ironic, really, coming from a woman whose entire livelihood depends on people minding her business.
Yes.
No? So she tweeted, now this is the quote, right? People these days are focused so much on someone else's life instead of their own. They love to give advice, but are not living the advice that they are offering. And she went on and on and on.
At this point, Kris Jenner's going, ha ha ha, she doesn't mean it, ha ha ha.
I'm remembering how much I loved my social media break. Lol. You can always leave social media again.
She
right?
had a break?
Can you do that? Yeah.
Did she have a break?
Yeah, she did. You can always leave it. No, you can't leave it, can you? Because you'd have to develop some alternative job skills.
Plus, your mum would be really mad.
Very mad. You got to get
this is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Robin Banks and George Ryland on High FM.
This is High FM, Robin Banks.
It's me, hi.
George Ryland.
Sir, how about that?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you heard what Bill Clinton's doing now?
No, I've not heard anything about Bill Clinton for ages.
So he was President of the United States.
Yes, he was. He was a cigar smoker.
And that's what people remember him for.
Yes.
He has teamed up with James Patterson, who is, I think, the best-selling novelist in the world.
Okay.
To write a political thriller.
Brilliant.
That's going to draw on his time in the White House.
It's a great idea.
Isn't it?
I wonder, will there be a section on...
I wonder.
You know that?
I mean, it's called The President is Missing, but I think there's another few titles that could have floated.
But please don't think of them right now, because we are.
Definitely don't think of them.
Because we're 12, and always will be.
It's the very worst of High FM's morning show.
Here's what you missed!
This is High FM, Robin Banks, and George Ryland.
Yes.
Did you have a Saturday job when you were a kid?
No, I didn't, because we lived so far from the nearest town in Ireland.
Right.
I didn't have a Saturday job.
Did your mum make you do stuff instead?
Oh, God, yeah, of course.
And like a couple of quid for it?
Well, no, I didn't. I never had any pocket money, because my mum always used to say, oh, I always get you what you want and what you need.
Did she?
No.
Right.
No, she didn't.
Yeah.
It was really unfair.
And it's no help for this. There's a big decline in the numbers of kids doing Saturday jobs. Now, I did the paper route.
Did you?
I did the washing up at a cafe. I did all of that kind of stuff. Yeah. Supermarket.
Wow.
And I figured it's a good thing, not because it teaches you the value of money, because it didn't, but it taught me I don't want to do certain jobs ever again.
And this is
they
good.
Are awful.
But this is part of learning and growing up. If you do these jobs, you go, actually, I don't want to do that, and that makes you study more.
I hated doing the paper route. And do you know what my mum would do?
What?
Because loads of kids dumped theirs.
Yeah.
She would literally.
Oh no.
Drive around and check up on me a few times.
Really?
Yeah,
oh my God.
Yeah, I know.
Did you have to do it like really early in the morning?
No, it was after school. Oh. And the first time I ever did it, and these papers are heavy.
Yeah, I know.
We're talking like, ooh, it's got to be about 8 times the weight of the Muscat Daily, say.
What, one paper?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there, and all the supplements, and then the estate agent supplements.
What the hell were you delivering?
Right?
Yeah.
This is the heart's ad. And the first time I ever did it, I forgot one of the supplements. My mum made me do the whole round again.
Good for her. Listen, I've got a story about that. It's not of a Saturday job or anything. I once stole from a shop when I was 13 years
what
old.
What did you take?
I took a tennis ball and some pens and pencils. So nothing
that
like...
That is an odd haul.
I know. But it was just for the thrill of stealing.
Yeah.
And I'll lay that out now. Now, when I got home, my mum, obviously, because she didn't give me any pocket money, so she knew that
she
I couldn't
exactly
have...
exactly what you own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she said, where'd you get these from? She found out that I stole them. You know what she did?
She made you go back.
She brought me back to the shop and made me speak to the manager with her there and tell the manager that I stole from their shop.
Never again, huh?
Not only never again, George, but now, whenever I go into a shop, I get a bit paranoid. I have never stolen since I was 13 years old.
Can't go near a tennis ball.
Can't
or
do
pencil.
Anything. Yeah, that's why.
Follow us on Instagram. I will follow you. Ooh, ooh. At High FM
Radio. You know, because it would be totally cool if you were.
Is Hi FM, are you scared of going to the dentist?
No.
I am.
Why?
I'm afraid that they're going to find stuff and they'll have to do work.
Have you ever had work done?
Yeah, I have. And it's been fine. I mean, a little prick that goes on, numb my mouth, had work done. Didn't enjoy it, but was scared going in.
Right.
You've probably heard that bees and dogs can smell fear.
Dogs, yes, but not bees.
Well, here's another one we never thought that we'd see added to that list. Your dentist. A study out of Italy found dentists can sense when you're afraid just from the smell you give off. And the terrifying news is they might make more mistakes because of it. So these people had a bunch of dental students work on mannequins that were either in a normal t-shirt or a shirt somebody wore during a really stressful exam.
Okay.
And when they worked on the mannequin that was in a stress shirt, they made significantly more mistakes that could have damaged a patient's teeth.
Wow.
And they think that the stress, sweat, smell subconsciously made them, the dentist, more nervous.
This will not be helpful if you're already scared of dentists.
Right. Or if you're heading to a dentist appointment right now.
Good luck.
Read more about this at www.evenmorereasonstoavoidthedentist.com.
This is the worst of the Hi FM morning show.
This is Hi FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Morning.
Good morning to you. A new survey asked people what clothes they hate the most.
Okay.
And here is a very judgmental top five for you. Number five, deep V-neck shirts. So
on guys.
Yeah, on guys. So that is the buttons up top all undone and they're sprouting out.
Yeah.
Number four, tracksuits. I don't like tracksuits myself, unless you're working out.
Yep.
Number three, bright red trousers.
Yeah.
Number two. Here's where it gets interesting. Leather trousers.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah. And number one, what do you think number one is?
Wife beater.
That is a vest.
Yeah.
Right? No, it's not, actually. A vest didn't even make the top 10. Number one, Speedos.
Oh, I mean, is that even an item of clothing?
Personally, I'm impressed when I see a guy walking around in a tiny pair of Speedos or maybe a pair of leather pants because it's confidence, isn't it? But a lot of people aren't seeing it that way, I guess.
Other not-so-cool stations would give you a best-of show right now.
Yeah, not us.
This is the worst of the Hi FM morning show. Wake me up.
You've just given each other the nod.
I've just got to look this thing up because I'd always okay. wondered about this.
All right. Do you want me to stall for time for a little bit while you look it up?
No, we're good.
All right.
You see those adverts, don't you, on the side of websites?
Yeah.
I make $20,000 a month from home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you ever wonder what actually happened?
Do you know, I have clicked on one of those adverts and it took me through to somewhere where I had to fill in all my details, so I bailed out.
Well, this guy actually did it and you did have to pay. I think it was about $10. What's that?
Right, it's nothing.
Just a few reals.
Yeah.
So, what you get back...
This is for you if you've ever wanted to press on one of those ads, but something inside you just stopped you. No, stop. You don't want to do it. It's going to be a scam. This is for you.
This is what you'll get. A self-published self-help book.
Right.
I quote from the guy.
Great.
I don't remember the exact contents, but basically it was one page. On that page were about four lines, and the gist of it was make a PDF in which you instruct people to make a PDF to then sell it for $10 as a book that will teach you how to make 20k a month without working for it.
You can retire now. See ya.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
What up, everybody? So glad you're here.
Live from Muscat's Grand Mall.
Don't stop.
Hi, FM.
I'm sending you an email. You have to look at this. This is unbelievable.
All right, an unbelievable email.
I've literally just seen this.
Yeah.
It's a story about a commute that villagers...
I got it, everybody!
It's villagers in a mountain village in southwest China.
Right.
This is their daily commute.
No, I'm looking at the picture. Hang on, I can't be right. You can't commute on a zip line.
Over a raging river.
What?
Look at them, they're holding their kids.
Oh,
they have to do this.
Look.
Every time to leave the village.
Look at the kid. Now that kid, I don't know how long that child, who must be 4 years old, clinging onto its mother, look at the horror in its eyes. And you know that kid is doing that Probably at least once a week.
No, this is daily.
Daily?
Probably, yeah. Look at the drop.
And also, the zip line, there's nothing there to protect their hands.
Nothing at all.
Their hands can get caught in the zip line and under the little wheels that attach what they're clinging onto to the zip line.
Yep.
And we thought we've got it hard from MQ and Curram.
Quite like my commute now.
I do. I like it as well.
Hi, FM.
Take a seat.
Robin Banks.
Right over there.
George Ryland.
In the morning.